From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Obama administration announced today a major change in its missile defense plans for Europe and canceled the deployment of a controversial system in two countries there. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports.
In 2006, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates proposed a missile defense system with missiles based in Poland and a radar based in the Czech Republic. Both plans were heatedly opposed by Russia, which saw them as a threat. The U.S. maintained they're important to defend against missiles from Iran. Now, says Gates, the situation has changed.
Our intelligence now assesses that the threat of potential Iranian intercontinental ballistic missile capabilities has been slower to develop than was estimated in 2006.
Instead, the threat is from shorter-range Iranian missiles. And now Gates says the U.S. can rely on smaller sea and land-based missiles instead of the original plan. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News.
Following a suicide car bombing in Kabul that killed six Italian soldiers as well as a number of civilians, Italy's premier is saying that international forces should leave Afghanistan. Premier Silvio Berlusconi said today that while no firm timetable is being talked about, it would, in his words, be best for everybody to get out soon. The noontime explosion of a car bomb blew an Italian armored vehicle across two lanes of traffic. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the blast, the deadliest attack on Italian forces in the country to date. The powerful bomb blast shattered windows in buildings a half a mile away and shook offices and homes. The nation's housing market is continuing to show some improvement. The Commerce Department reports the number of housing units getting built rose 1.5% in August. More from NPR's Chris Arnold.
Apartments and condo buildings saw a pretty big monthly increase, while single-family home starts saw a slight decrease. But overall, the number of housing units getting built is continuing to rise up slowly off the bottom.
The housing market has hit bottom. I mean, we're still in the basement, but maybe we've moved out of the sub-basement.
Stuart Hoffman is chief economist of PNC Financial Services Group. He says that people are buying more homes again.
They spend money to move into them. Far from a boom, anything but that. But that's going to turn housing from a big drag on the economy to a small plus for recovery in the coming year.
Hoffman expects prices nationally will keep inching lower until the spring of next year, but he says that prices have already stabilized in some markets. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Federal Trade Commission is considering a crackdown on companies in exchange for an upfront fee promised to help modify a troubled homeowner's mortgage. According to officials with the government agency, scammers who want to take advantage of borrowers in danger of losing their homes often charge such fees, in some cases thousands of dollars, while rarely helping those in need. The FTC says such fees already prohibited in 20 states are, quote, a real red flag. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 7 points today. The Dow closed at 9,783. The Nasdaq lost 6 points. This is NPR. The European Union is out with new calls for the U.S., China, and other major economic powers to work toward reducing emissions. The call came today at a summit of EU government leaders meeting in Brussels, with Sweden's prime minister saying it's time for the world to start moving on action when it comes to making deep reductions in carbon dioxide emissions. Sweden currently holds the EU presidency and said today that international negotiations on a new global climate change pact are, quote, going too slowly. Nominees for the 10th annual Latin Grammys were announced today in Los Angeles. This year, a Caribbean hip-hop group hauled in the most nominations with 5. NPR's Felix Contreras has more.
The Puerto Rican duo Calle 13 earned 5 nominations, including Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Best Urban Album, and Best Alternative Song.
Siempre se mueve la tierra, hay tanques de oxígeno, tanques de guerras, el sol y la luna nos dan energías.
Calle 13 won 5 awards at last year's Latin Grammys, and they are becoming a crossover success with fans and critics. In a further reflection of Latin music's crossover appeal, hip-hop duo Wisin y Yandel, also from Puerto Rico, was nominated for Best Urban Song for their collaboration with rapper 50 Cent. This year's Album of the Year category boasts nominees from Puerto Rico, Colombia, Nicaragua, Brazil, and Argentina. Latin Grammy winners will be announced on November 5th. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
Number of people signing up for first-time jobless benefits shrank last week. The Labor Department says first-time claims for unemployment insurance fell by 12,000. However, the overall number of people claiming jobless benefits continues to rise, up 129,000 to a seasonally adjusted 6.2 million. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.